Let me tell you how good it is to be here, to be in the midst of people that are so full of life and ready to receive from God. This weekend, our theme is that our hearts might be elevated, our lives might be elevated to the Lord. There's a part of the Mass where we say, "Lift up your hearts." And that's not just something we say, but actually something we're supposed to engage in. Our hearts are elevated to the Lord when we encounter Jesus. His presence will lift us up. The encounter with the living God is something that 'll move us. When our hearts have encountered him, we want nothing else but the gift of Jesus. We encounter Jesus in a particular way, in varied ways, as we're here at the weekend. We encounter Jesus in one another, in the share group, when we're praying with each other, praying for each other. We encounter Jesus in those who are serving us. We have literally hundreds of volunteers who have given up their weekends to love on you. They spend their time to serve you. And in that, we encounter Jesus. We encounter Jesus in the church when we celebrate the sacraments. And if you've had the chance recently to go to confession, you've experienced Jesus, and his love can elevate you. His mercy will elevate you. It will purify you and lift up your heart. We encounter Jesus in a very particular way at Mass. We encounter him most especially in the gift of the Eucharist. It's the Eucharist and even the format of the celebration of Mass that will assist us in lifting up our hearts to the Lord. It's an incredible gift to be able to come celebrate Mass with all of you, because this is the deepest moment of our faith and the surest way of our hearts and our lives to be lifted up to the Lord. It's here that the work that the Lord is doing in our lives that will have an effect for the rest of our lives. You know, even the format of the Mass assists us in being lifted up to the Lord. We begin Mass by calling to mind our sins. We turn to the Lord and ask for forgiveness for our venial sins, our small sins. And we find God's mercy in that. Now, of course, if we have serious sin, big sins, grave sins, we need to go to confession to be cleansed and purified and forgiven. But if they're small sins, at the beginning of Mass, we engage by asking God to forgive us. And then on Sundays and on feast days, we give praise to God for his mercy, the forgiveness that he offers. And we echo a song that the angels sung at the birth of Jesus: "Glory to God in the highest." We continue Mass as we listen to his word proclaimed. We reflect on that word. We follow through by offering the Lord our prayers and intentions for ourselves, for the church, for the world. And then we continue to the part of the Mass that has the deepest meaning. And this is something that we need to understand. You know, maybe here it's easier to celebrate. Here we're with our friends. The music is really lively. It's very engaging. Everything is geared towards your age group. But we need to understand that what we celebrate here, now, today, what we'll celebrate tomorrow here at the conference, is the exact same thing that we celebrate at our home parishes. And our engagement in what is happening at the Mass will assist us in being lifted up by Jesus. Our hearts and our very lives being elevated, really, to the gates of heaven. Because what the Mass is being present to the very sacrifice of Jesus, his passion, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension into heaven. That action of the Mass, when we follow it, when we engage it, when we enter into the Mass, is where our lives will go. We bring to the Mass our sorrows, our woundedness, our fears, the lack of courage we have, the lack of faith, and we bring it all to the Mass. In the person of the celebrant, thank you for being here, Bishop Rice, in the person of the celebrant, he stands in the person of Jesus Christ at the celebration of the Mass. And he gathers together all of us, the very substance of our lives. He gathers together the bread and the wine, and he places them on the altar to unite them to the very sacrifice of Jesus. And that sacrifice of Jesus is the one sacrifice to the Father on our behalf. And so when we engage in the Mass, we are transformed. It's so easy because we're Catholic and we're taught how to do this. We're taught how to do this, to stand up, sit down, to kneel, to follow the prayers, and to do things according to the ritual. And all of that is good. What needs to happen in our hearts and in our lives at the Mass is that we engage on the deepest level. What's offered on this altar is bread and wine. What's offered on this altar is the substance of our lives. It's all lifted up to God the Father through the power and action of Jesus. And what's given to us is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Amen? That's something we can get fired up about. What we bring to Jesus is merely bread and wine. What we bring to Jesus at the Mass is our wounded, weak selves. And what's given to us is his life, his joy, his peace, his hope, his love, and all of that I want. All of that we want. Our engagement in what happens here is going to be the tipping point for us in so many times of our lives. When we need a Savior, we'll find him here. When we need to experience an outpouring of love on our lives, in Jesus in the Eucharist, we'll receive it. What happens at this Mass can set the tone for the rest of this weekend and the rest of our lives. We have to be present to it intellectually. Our hearts need to be open to the gift, so that as we engage on a deep level, the love of Christ will conquer our woundedness. The love of Christ will heal our woundedness. And the love of Christ will lift us up to heaven. And in the moment, of course, our brains will look at what's happening in the Mass and say, you know what? I don't get it. It's too much. I don't understand all of what is happening. But something happens in our hearts because our souls are immortal and we connect to what's happening on a deeper level. We get a sense that there's something mystical happening, that we're being led to the foot of the cross of Jesus. We're being led into the gift of his love for us. And so at this Mass, this whole weekend, Jesus is calling to us, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Jesus is calling to us that we bring our very selves and lay ourselves at the foot of the cross, where we might find hope, where we might find joy, where we might find love, and our hearts might be lifted up to the gates of heaven. Jesus is calling us now to the altar.